HR Matters, and the Doris Duke Foundation.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on the Lawrence Community Orchestra, a local ensemble seeking to engage, enrich, and inspire the community through live musical experiences, educational programming, and community activities. More information at lawrenceorchestra.org.
It's 88 degrees in Lawrence, 89 in Manhattan. It is 6:06.
Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Public Library, encouraging folks new to Lawrence to sign up for a library card, attend events, borrow books and movies, and meet new people at this community hub. Information at lplks.org.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. We'll have an update of news headlines in about 12 minutes. Before we get to 7 o'clock, we're going to talk about antitrust lawsuits against the tech industry. We will find out more about the medal ceremony at the Olympics, but it was four medals that were won back during the Beijing Winter Olympics. What's going on? Brian Mann will tell us. We will also revisit Maui. It's been a full year since devastating wildfires there. How's the recovery coming? We'll look into it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Opera Theater, presenting two nights of musical storytelling with Gilbert and Sullivan's comedic opera about the legal system, Trial by Jury. August 15th and 17th at Theater Lawrence. Tickets at lawrenceopera.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have Evening Classical Music with Destiny. We will hear some favorites tonight, including Haydn, specifically the Drum Roll Symphony. A little bit of Mahler, a romantic symphony from Charles Stanford. All of that coming your way tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR One stations. On KPR Two, stay tuned for the Moth Radio Hour at 7 o'clock. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence, 86 in Topeka. It is 6:20.
Breaking news. Stay on top of the world with Morning Edition every weekday.
Tomorrow morning being a weekday, join us for Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from Culinaria, featuring made-from-scratch Mediterranean-inspired cuisine, thoughtfully curated wines, and both classic and craft cocktails. Menu and more at culinariafoodandwine.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are up next. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 6:30.
Tenths of a percent today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas House Minority Leader Vic Miller will no longer have a seat in the legislature. As Daniel Caudle reports, it was one of many notable losses in last night's primary election.
Miller left his seat in the Kansas House to run for the state Senate, but he lost the bid for the Democratic nomination to Patrick Schmidt, who was endorsed by Governor Laura Kelly. And in his former House district, communications specialist Alexis Simmons won the Democratic nomination. The governor's PAC, focused on electing moderate Democrats and Republicans, spent at least $32,000 against Miller's campaign. House Democrats will select a new minority leader once the session starts in January. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudle at the State House.
Physician Prasanth Reddy won the Republican nomination for the 3rd Congressional District in Kansas. He now faces incumbent Democrat Sharice Davids in the general election. From the Beacon, Blaise Mesa reports.
Reddy is a cancer doctor in the U.S. Air Force Reserves and immigrated to the country from India when he was a child. He sports core conservative values in a district that is increasingly blue. He wants to secure the southern border, is against abortion, and wants to stand up to China. Davids has held the seat since 2018 and continues to brush off GOP challengers. In fact, she's won her elections by larger and larger margins. I'm Blaise Mesa with The Beacon.
New federal projections show that the number of children attending Kansas public schools will continue to fall over the next several years. The National Center for Education Statistics says Kansas could lose more than 32,000 students, or nearly 7%, by 2031. That continues a nationwide trend that began with the COVID pandemic. The decline is due to several factors, including lower birth rates and a shift to private schools and homeschooling. Long-term student losses will mean less state funding for many Kansas districts. Wichita Superintendent Kelly Bielefeld says his district plans to keep extra counselors and social workers hired with COVID relief funds. But declining student enrollment means he'll have to cut about $7 million elsewhere.
We're going to continue to look at becoming more efficient and leaner, especially at non-school sites.
Federal aid helped districts cover shortfalls the past 4 years. This is KPR.
Support for NPR.
Day for a well-rounded start to your morning.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Get caught up on all the national, international, and regional news with KPR. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, many other frequencies as well, and we're always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Health Foundation, empowering Kansans to collaborate on a variety of challenges to make the state a healthier place to live. Ways to engage are at kansashealth.org.
Coming up, another 11 minutes of All Things Considered. If you're joining us on KPR One Station, stay tuned for news headlines at 7:01, followed by Stardate and 2 hours of classical music with Destiny as your host. Then it's Jazz in the Night. If you're joining us on KPR Two, up next we have the Moth Radio Hour, followed by news from the BBC World Service.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, featuring a wide selection of perennials, trees, shrubs, growing supplies, and gardening advice since 1962. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. More information at pinesgardenmarket.com.
Mostly clear skies for the next few hours, but after midnight, partly cloudy. 30% chance of showers and storms with a low in the upper 60s. 40% chance of rain tomorrow with a high in the lower 80s.
This is All Things Take Some Time, just as so much of Lahaina's recovery. Lauren Summer, NPR News. Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. Support for NPR comes from the station and from Amazon Music. Prime members get access to a catalog of podcasts ad-free, including NPR shows Up First and News Now, available by downloading the Amazon Music app or visiting amazon.com/adfree. From Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate, at Progressive.com, not available in California or from all agents. From Fisher Investments, Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com, investing in securities involves the risk of loss. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, at MacFound.org.
Hi, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Kyiv, Ukraine. Wherever the story takes us, NPR does whatever it takes to get the story right. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 7th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at mixmaster2024.com.
Up next, we have news headlines, then Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. Some fan favorites coming your way tonight. We'll hear some Haydn and a whole lot more. It'll all be followed by Jazz in the Night. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters. All supporting the zoo's conservation initiatives. Tickets at topekazoo.org.
Mostly clear skies for the next few hours, partly cloudy after midnight with a 30% chance of showers and storms. Lows tonight in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain in the morning. It will be quite humid tomorrow. Highs in the lower 80s, though it'll probably feel warmer. It is 88 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 7:01. The news is next.